Hello, boys and girls, and everyone in between. It's me, Donna Gales, and welcome to this another episode of the Listen, Boys and Girls podcast. I am your host and teacher's aide in this classroom of life and chief storyteller at the Listen, Boys and Girls podcast. I am thankful that you have decided to be with me today. So very grateful for the opportunity to share this journey with you. Whether you are always listening, or you're joining for the first time, or you're back after a little time away, I welcome you and I thank you for connecting. We are in a wonderful time of life, not just the season, not just a physical time, but overall and emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, restorative time. This is a leap year. We're in February, where we have one more day in this year. Leap year only comes once every 4 years. So this is a very special time. And I think it's indicative of everything that is available to us in this 2020 forward year. It's a leap of faith. It's a forward movement. And even as we celebrate not just Black History Month, but being historically amazing as individuals of color, and even those who aren't individuals of color, celebrating being who we are. Celebration, as you all know, was one of the words that were part of my intentionality for this year of Jubilee, this 50th year. So many things are happening that we have to pause for the celebration. Be intentional about looking at all that is, all the reasons to be thankful, all the reasons to celebrate. And so, again, as I pause just a moment to remind us that this is a special time. You know, of course, we know during the holiday season, people get emotional and retrospective and sentimental. But I encourage you today to pause on this Freedom Friday and be released from the idea that it takes a special occasion to celebrate everything that is. Every season is a reason and season for celebration, because as I say every morning, there were people who had intention of rising today that did not. We never know what the next day is going to hold. And in this year, where so many things are specifically unique, it is time for us to be reminded and hold on to the fact that everything that we need is within us. And we should celebrate that we were created with a very strong intention. God says that He had a plan for us even before we were in our mother's womb. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that we are not a happenstance experience. We are not here by accident. We are not just... And I paused. We're not just anything. So many of us have minimized who we are and whose we are by saying, oh, I'm just... I've talked to countless people over the years who have made tremendous impact in other people's lives, but because of the idea that someone else didn't find value in them, made them really minimize themselves. I can say they, but I should say we. I've been a part of that experience, and I'm thankful to God that I no longer reference anything I am as just, because everything I am, everything you are, everything any person is, was very specific. It was very intentional. We have a creator that designed us a particular way for a particular purpose. And when we don't see it, when we don't acknowledge it, when we don't embrace it, we can fall into the fallacy or the trap that we're just fill in the blank, however you have. But know that this is the last day that you should consider yourself just anything, because everything you are is amazing, whether you feel it or not. Why? Because you were created by an amazing designer who had in mind everything you are right now. Whether you're walking in your entire purpose or not, everything you'll ever be is already inside of you. That's the beauty and the glory of God. He doesn't have to add ingredients to the pot while we're cooking. Everything we are is already in us. Everything that we're going to be is already in us. And I want this Freedom Friday to remind you that we have to be free from other people's assessment of our worth, other people's assessment of our value, other people's assessment of our contributions. We have to embrace fully who God made us, what He gave us to give to the world. Don't you know that there are things that would not exist if you weren't here? There are people who would not have been touched. There are circumstances that would not have been changed. There are contributions to this life's experience that would not be without you. It's that serious. So you're never just anything. There's nothing minimal about you. Free yourself from the bondage of the lies that have been told to you and about you. You are created in His image. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I love that word, wonderfully made. Full of wonder, full of purpose, full of great expectation and opportunity. Everything you desire is yours already. It's just a journey. That's the only thing that we should consider just. It's a small price to pay for the destiny that we're on our way to. The journey is just the journey. But we will reach our destination. We will accomplish that which was set out in us to do before we even knew who we were. The one whose we are was fully aware. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. There are no happenstance encounters. We have a divine designer who orchestrates the universe to bless us entirely. And so I say to you today, as we move through our experience in this year that is so significant, this leap year full of opportunity and full of wonder, embrace everything that's available for you in this season. And I am recognizing this season to be this whole year of 2020 forward. It's a season of moving forward. It's a season of being free from stagnation. It's a season of recognition and celebration. It's a season of explosive possibilities. It's a season just for you to take a leap of faith. And as we celebrate this leap year, make no mistake, it's time to experience all that you have desired, all that you have dreamed, all that you have wanted for yourself, but never really believed you could have. It's time. You only dreamt it because it was placed in you to desire. Make no mistake, nothing that you have imagined is outside of your reach. All you need to do is remember who you are and whose you are and move out in faith. And if you don't believe me, like I said, it's a leap year. It's time to leap in faith. Leap into your future. Let faith lead you. Let faith allow you to discover that everything, every purpose, every intention, every desire, everything is already there. It's already done. I can't wait to see how you shine this year because it's time. So while we are in the second month of the new year, it's definitely not too late. You're just getting started. And oh, the places you will go. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me. This opportunity to shine, this opportunity to celebrate, this opportunity to move in a way that we've never moved before with the faith that we all need to see the fruition of our purpose and destiny made manifest in the world, to bring blessing not to just ourselves, but for everyone we were created to impact. It's time. And just remember, I say all of the time, if you listen, boys and girls, it just might change your world. It's changing mine. And I will not forget to shine. It's time, it's time, it's time. Please, 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 if you do nothing else this leap year, take that leap of faith in one area. You don't have to do all the things, but choose one area where you will take the leap of faith and watch how it changes everything. This has been Donna Gales, and I thank you so much for spending this time with me. Until the next time, listen, remember to shine. Bye.